You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
Here's a way to simplify your life. Donate that vehicle you no longer need to help us bring you more great public radio. It's easy and free to you. Here's how. To get started, call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or go to kgnu.org.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Highway 322 with Dane.
Oh, Krusty Radio Man.
I could tell the moment that I saw him, he was nothing but the troublemaking kind. His hair was much too long, and his motley group of friends had nothing but rebellion on their minds. He's rejected the establishment completely. I know for sure he's never held a job. He just goes from town to town, stirring up the young folks till they're nothing but a disrespectful mob. And I know for sure he's never joined the army and served his country like we all have done. He'd rather wear his sandals and his flowers while others wage the war that must be won. They arrested him last week and found him guilty and sentenced him to die, but that's no great loss. And Friday they will take him to a place called Calvary and hang that troublemaker to a cross.
Jesus was a Capricorn. He ate organic foods. He believed in love and peace and never wore no shoes. Long hair, beads and sandals and a funky bunch of friends. Reckon they just nail him up if he come down again. 'Cause everybody needs to have somebody to look down on, who they can feel better than at any time they please. Someone doing something dirty some folks can frown on. You can't find nobody else and help yourself to me. Check it out, boy. Eggheads cussing, rednecks cussing, hippies for their hair. Others laugh at straights, who laugh at freaks, who laugh at squares. Some folks hate the whites, who hate the blacks, who hate the Klan. I ain't fond of anything that I can't understand. 'Cause everybody's gotta have somebody to look down on, who they can feel better than any time they please. Someone doing something dirty decent folks can frown on. You can't find nobody else and help yourself to me.
Thank you.
Drummer.
drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Make me, oh, make me, Lord, more than I am. Make me a piece in your master game plan. Free from the earthly tempestion below. I've got the will, Lord, if you got the toe. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Bring on the brothers who've gone on before, and all of the sisters who've knocked on your door. All the departed dear loved ones of mine, and stick them up front in the offensive line. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Yeah, drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over
what
end,
would you do? What would you do if Jesus came to spend some time with you?
If Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. When you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you need to change some things before you let him in, like burn some magazines and put the Bible where they'd been? Oh, I know you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food you would serve to him would be the very best. And you'd keep assuring him that you was glad to have him there, that serving him in your home was joy beyond compare. But what about your family conversation? Would it keep up its normal pace? And would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when finally he had gone? You know, it might be interesting to know the things you'd do if Jesus came in person to spend some time with you.
What would you do? What would you do if Jesus came to spend some time with you?
Everybody's worried about the atomic bomb, but nobody's worried about the day my Lord will come, when he'll hit great God Almighty like an atom bomb. When he comes, when he comes.
In 1945, the atom bomb became alive. In 1949, the USA got very wise. They found a country across the line had an atom bomb of the very same kind. The people got worried all over the land, just like folks got in Japan.
So I say,
everybody's worried,
yeah,
about the atomic bomb. But nobody's worried,
no,
about the day my Lord will come, when he'll hit,
great God Almighty,
like an atom bomb. When he comes,
good Lord,
when he comes. Everybody's worried about the atomic bomb, but nobody's worried about the day my Lord will come, when he'll hit,
great God Almighty,
like an atom bomb. When he comes, when he comes.
But God told Elijah he would send down fire, send down fire from on high. He told the brother Noah by the rainbow sign, there'll be no water but fire in the sky. Now don't get worried, just bear in mind, seek King Jesus and you shall find peace, happiness, and joy divine, with my Jesus in your mind. So I say,
everybody's worried,
yeah,
about the atomic bomb. But nobody's worried,
no,
about the day my Lord will come, when he'll hit,
great God Almighty,
like an atom bomb. When he comes,
great God,
when he comes. Everybody's worried about the atomic bomb, but nobody's worried about the day my Lord will come, when he'll hit,
great God Almighty,
like an atom bomb. When he comes, when he comes.
And welcome to Highway 322. I am your host, Damon. Thanks for joining me as some of the great folk hits of the past and new treasures of today reveal themselves here on community radio, and starting it all off with a set of gospel music, largely gospel music. Willie Nelson gave us The Troublemaker, and Kris Kristofferson did, of course, Jesus Was a Capricorn, Ode to John Pride, and Drop Kick Me Jesus, that's one by Bobby Bear, and followed that with the Blackwood Brothers Quartet featuring Porter Wagner with If Jesus Came to Your Home. And one from, looks like, the 40s, Jesus Hits Like an Atom Bomb. That's Lowell Blanchard and the Valley Trio. And that's taken from a collection of Cold War platters and songs on a collection called Atomic Platters, Cold War Music from the Golden Age. I'm going to get into some new music with Afio Donovan. She has a new one called Phoenix. And What's Up With You is a new track from Richard Thompson, recorded during the pandemic from the Bloody Noses EP. You can also hear new music from Jim James, the Flying Burrito Brothers, and more here on Highway 322. Clock is ticking.
and shake it, rises up like a world to make me feel. It's gonna break a light, seven days hold. Just put a cloth in my brain. I soar like a phoenix from the ashes, but I'm ready like a dream. I'm ready now.
What's up with you? What are you trying to tell me? That you got no love to give me? Now you're gonna leave for someone new. What's up with you? Did it all get too much for you? To have someone adore you in some strange way I knew. What's up with you? Don't get you. Seems I never knew you. Love just goes right through you, like it's all just ballyhoo. What's up with you? What's up with you? Letter alligator to a bad communicator who could never spit out the news. What's up with you? I wish you nothing but good luck. Hope you break your duck as you run amok out there. What's up with you? Does it all have to be a secret? Gives you anything to keep it, though you're beaten black and blue. What's up with you? What's up with you? What's up with you?
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long, long time. How am I doing? Well, I guess that I'm doing fine. It's been so long now,
But it seems now that it was only yesterday. Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away. How's your new love? I hope that he's doing fine. I heard you told him that you'd love him until the end of time. Now that's the same thing that you told me. Seems like just the other day. Ain't it funny how time slips away? Gotta go now. I guess that I'll see you around. I don't know when though. Never know when I'll be back in town. But remember time you're gonna pay. And it's surprising how time slips away. It's been so long now, but it seems now that it was only yesterday. Ain't it funny how time slips away? Ain't it funny how time? Thank you.
And the Flying Burrito Brothers in there with Do You Know How It Feels off the legendary album The Gilded Palace of Sin, and started it all off with Afid O'Donovan with new track titled Phoenix. And Richard Thompson gave us What's Up With You, Jim James from a record called Tribute to Two that was comprised mainly of covers. Of course, that was his version of one of the best songs of all time, Willie Nelson's Funny How Time Slips Away. All right, we're going to get into one. This features Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, taken from the Bootleg Series Volume 5. Of course, the Rolling Thunder Review Tour. This is The Water Is Wide.
Water is wide, and I can't cross over.
Me a boat that can get time. The infantry that don't ask why.
Hi, I'm Bob Dylan. Remember those fabulous 60s? The marches, the bands, the draft card burnings, and best of all, the music. Well, now Apple House has collected the finest of those songs on one album called Golden Protest, performed by the original artists who made them famous. You'll thrill to Society's Child by Janis Ian, Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees, What Have They Done to the Rain by the Searchers, In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley, Silent Night 7 O'Clock News by Simon and Garfunkel, and who can ever forget this all-time classic? Yes, it's Barry McGuire's immortal Eve of Destruction. And of course, my own Masters of War, all for the incredibly low price of $3.95. And if you order now, you'll also receive a treasury of acid rock featuring Vanilla Fudge, Blue Chair, Frigid Pink, Moby Grape, The Electric Prunes, Jefferson Airplane, Lothar and the Hand People, to name but a few. Plus, as part of this special limited offer, you'll also get the best of the supergroups with Traffic, Cream, Blind Faith, Ginger Baker's Air Force, and many, many others. Yes, this is a collector's dream, Golden Protest, plus two fabulous 60s albums, all for only $3.95. If you were to purchase these selections separately, they'd cost you hundreds of dollars, and many cannot be found anywhere at any price. Well, it's time for my boot heels to be wandering. But here's something that'll tell you how you can get this amazing record package.
Here's how to order this amazing record package. Just send $3.95 and check your money order plus your name and address to Apple House Box 70K South Bend, Indiana. Once again, that's $3.95 and check your money to Apple House Box 70. Do it today.
Stand on corner with a bug in my hand, looking for a woman, ain't got a man.
Let me be your soft dog. Let me be your soft dog. I won't be a man at all. Let me be your soft dog.
Just one thing frees my mind, all the good-looking girls ain't none of mine.
Let me be your soft dog. Let me be your soft dog. I won't be a man at all. Let me be your soft dog.
Said go, shot full over in Mexico.
Let me be your soft dog. Let me be your soft dog. I won't be a man at all. Let me be your soft dog. Let me be your soft dog. I won't be a man at all. Let me be your soft dog.
It's a clear night, a clear night. It's a clear night for love. It's a clear night, a clear night. It's a clear night for love. It's a clear night, a clear night. It's a clear night for love. It's a clear night, a clear night. It's a clear night for a kiss. It's a clear night, a clear night. It's a clear night for a kiss. It's a clear night, a clear night. It's a clear night for a kiss. It's a clear night, a clear night. It's a clear night for a kiss. It's a clear night,
Shine. There's nothing left for us to say, really, but to sing you one last good nightly song and to wish you all good night.
Let's drink to the hard-working people. Let's think of the lowly of birth. Raise your glass to the good and the evil. Let's drink to the salt of the earth.
Say a prayer for the common foot soldier. Spare a thought for his back-breaking work. Spare a thought for his wife and his children, who burn the fires and who still till the earth. This faceless crowd, a swirling mass of gray, blue, black and white, they don't look real to me. In fact, we all look so strange. Yeah. Where's your glass to the hard-working people? Let's drink to the uncounted heads. Gamblers instead. Spare a thought for the stay at home.
take you by your hand. Oh, come on, sweet thing. Let me take you by the hand. Can't you see? I wanna be your candy, your candy man. Come on, sweet thing. I love your honey loving, your honey loving ways. Come on, sweet thing. I love your honey loving, your honey loving ways. Can't you see? Oh, you're for me. I wanna be your candy, your candy. Your candy man. Sweet thing, I'm gonna treat you right. Making candy kisses now, every single night. Candy man, candy man, candy, candy, candy. Can't you see? Oh, I wanna be talk about your candy, your candy man, candy man. Candy man, candy man, candy man, candy man, candy man.
Would you like to know a secret just between life I've been living? That's the other side of this life. I think I'll go to Natchez down in Tennessee. 10-cent life I've been leading. Side of this life I've been leading. That's just the other side of this life. Whole world's in an uproar. Whole world's upside down. Life I've been leading, but that's the other side of this life.
If I should leave you, try to remember the good times.
sunshine and just a little bit of rain. And if you look back, try to forget all the bad times. Lord, with just a little bit of rain, yeah. Just a little bit of rain.
And we got in a set of featured mostly songs authored by Fred Neil, who sort of came from Florida, then retired there, but during the 60s wrote some of the best songs, such a huge influence on so many people, including Bob Dylan, who got his first job in New York as guitarist for Fred Neil. And we heard Fred Neil doing Candyman. That, of course, later was a hit for Roy Orbison. Judy Hensky with The Other Side of This Life, and she's a great songwriter herself, but does a great spin on that. And Martina McBride, a more recent version of Little Bit of Rain. Started off the set with we started off actually with Bob Dylan, The Water Is Wide, and then we heard a little National Lampoon cut parody with Bob Dylan, Those Fabulous 60s. The Salty Dog Blues, that was by the Earl Scruggs Review, and from a tribute to Rocky Erickson that came out this past year for Record Store Day called May the Circle Be Unbroken, we heard Lynn Castle and Mark Lanegan doing Clear Night for Love. And out of Pueblo, Colorado, one of the better folk groups for sure out of this state in the last 10 years, The Haunted Wind Chimes. We heard Honey Moonshine. And of course, The Stones gave us Salt of the Earth and a little bit of Charlie Watts there at the end. All right, we're going to get into two more songs. We have time for Teddy Thompson and Jenny Muladhar. They have been doing a lot of the great country duos. They did Porter and Dolly, and this time they're doing George and Tammy. And this is a good one. Put It Off Until Tomorrow, motto I can live by. And then we're also going to hear one from Rod Galbraith here on Highway 322.
You've hurt me enough today. stay just one more day. Loneliness isn't far away. Put it off until tomorrow. Oh, oh. You've hurt me enough today. Put it off until tomorrow.
A million to help me get through this life. So come on, give me a million and I'll take away my knife, take away my knife. Well, they marched on the Capitol this morning. They marched on the City Hall. Everybody seemed to be marching. For every reason, whether large or small. For every reason, whether large or small. Well, I sure could use me a million to help me get through this life. So come on, give me that million and I'll take away my knife, take away my had a vision that everything was going wrong. Well, he woke up live about 9:05. Said, Lord, I've been here too long. You know, Lord, I've been here too long. Well, I sure could use me a million to kind of help me get through this life. So come on, give me that million and I'll take away my knife, take away my
support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from Frequent Flyers Aerial Dance, which presents Gravity and Relativity on December 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Dairy Arts Center in Boulder. Gravity and Relativity features beauty and agility of seven aerial dancers who traverse a landscape of aerial silks. Tickets and more information are available at frequentflyers.org/events.
Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, as we do annually at this time of year, each year, we are celebrating the music of Scott Joplin in honor of his birthday. He was born on, well, you know, there's some argument about that now. The latest book by Ed Berlin that came out has put forth some new research indicating that what we've thought for many years was the truth may not be the truth. But anyway, I'm going to say he was born November 24th, 1868, in an area that is now Texarkana, Texas, but was just not Texarkana at that time. And he died in New York City, April 1st, 1917. And if you want to know more, there's all sorts of information online. We've talked about Joplin every year for 40 years, so I'm just going to get on to more music here. And tonight we're going to listen to what I'm calling seldom heard books. These are not books, works. I can't even read my own writing. Seldom heard works. These are works that are every bit as good as the ones that we're familiar with, such as Maple Leaf and The Entertainer and, there's a whole list. But these are ones that, for whatever reason, have not been recorded as much as the others. And I guess that proves that they're not as popular. But you be the judge, because we're going to listen to try to get a dozen of them in tonight. Starting off with one from 1907. We're going to work backwards here. This is the Roseleaf Rag. And in 1915, I had 22 versions of this. This compares to Maple Leaf Rag, of which I have 193 versions of that and still counting. This year we have 24 versions, and let's listen to Mr. Scott Kirby.